Good morning! You know what time it is. It's time for the dynamic duo to bring to you another topic. Right, Jen?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I guess I should introduce us. I'm Emily.
I'm Jen.
And Jen, what are we talking about today?
Today we are focusing on what does work.
Okay, so what's that mean? Like, what do you mean what does work?
Well, kind of basic law of attraction, but I mean, everybody's heard of the law of attraction, right?
Yeah.
Sounds kind of like woo and like for people who want to manifest great things, but actually, in a super simple terms, it's true. Like where attention goes, energy flows. So one example I thought about is, have you ever noticed when you like quote unquote mess up, it's tough to get unstuck? Like I've heard people say, and I know it's true for me, it's like, well, I already ate off plan, so then I ended up eating the whole box of cookies and whatever. I'll just start again tomorrow. Like, it's actually like a thing where it's easy to get stuck and kind of like, it's at least I found for me, like when I focus on what I'm not, what's not going right or what I don't like, and it, for whatever reason, it's like, for this reason, I kind of keep doing that until I'm like, hold on a second, like, what do I actually want? And then I have to kind of like get myself unstuck. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah. No, definitely.
So kind of just follows along.
Yeah, exactly. And kind of like, I lost my train of thought. But it just reminded me of the other podcasts that we've recorded on different topics. They'll kind of just go together and just, when we focus on, you know, what we're doing that does work and things that we've seen ourselves be successful in before, we can, like you said, get unstuck and know that this doesn't have to hinder us or hold us back, or that we messed up so bad we can't start again, but we can just be like, okay, maybe I shouldn't make that choice next time and move forward like we did before. Because it doesn't have to, we don't have to writhe in guilt over one thing. So.
Another example I was just thinking that I could give of how this has applied for me, and the interesting thing is that I've noticed when I say like, oh yeah, this happens, it's like people tend to like rise up and be like, oh my gosh, me too, so I know this must be wrong, right? Mm-hmm. But it used to happen to me a lot when I would weigh myself all the time, like every single day, that on the days where I didn't lose weight, somehow I could not stop thinking about it, because I was like, I didn't lose, why is this not working? It's not working fast enough, I gotta lose weight, like why is this not working? Why, like that was one way that this has applied for me. But when I lost weight, or my clothes were fitting better, or I noticed how I'm feeling better, or how I made this like really nutritious, nourishing meal and I really loved it and like filled me up, like it was like a good option for me, then I'm like, I get on like a different trend or whatever, where I'm like, oh, and I want to like find more nourishing meals, like I want to like find more recipes that fill me up and feel good, like it definitely subconsciously seems to show up everywhere we go.
Totally. And like, what that just kind of reminded me of something that I've heard before, but like when we eat, I don't know, maybe sugar, a lot of, you know, bad for you foods, you know, quote unquote, those things like stay on our tongue. And so then we like, our tongue like makes us crave it because we have that on our tongue.
The taste buds?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I know.
Isn't that interesting? I don't know all of the like, I don't know how long it stays there, but I have to look that up actually.
I'm wondering if it depends on the food, because I do know the other day I was reading about food sensitivities and it was like saying that like depending on the food item, it takes X amount of days to get that out of your system.
Yes.
So I'm wondering if it's the same taste buds.
I think it kind of has to do with that. And so like what you're saying, like as we kind of get on to the snowball effect of, okay, well, I liked this, well, let's find more of that. It's just like the same kind of deal of when we start putting our efforts into, oh, that meal made me feel good. And like, you know, like it satisfied me. I don't need this other stuff. And we kind of get onto that that train of, okay, what else is gonna make me feel good? Because mm-hmm. once we get a taste of that, at least for me, I don't wanna go back and like eat a bunch of sugar.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you know how it is when you crave sugar, your body is always looking for it. It's never yeah. satisfied. But with good whole foods that do satisfy your body and they are doing good in your body, you naturally will crave those because they are satisfying mm-hmm. and they are going to give you that sense of relief and not the kind of like the withdrawal symptoms that come with eating mm-hmm. sugar.
And also like just focusing on what does work like in general, I think like it's like not just foods, but like even in my life, like
right.
what habits work for me and like where can I improve things so that I'll feel better. Like that, just this entire like concept of what does work, it applies for me in so many ways. So mm-hmm. I was just thinking about like actually when I first started doing this candida cure that I'm doing because I'm healing my gut right now, the days that like actually have gone really well and I was like excited about it and feeling really good about it, like I've been doing it for almost 2 months now, but the days where like I enjoyed it and liked it was actually when I remembered this to like look at like what can I do that like makes my gut even healthier, like mm-hmm. what are more ways that I can like take care of my body and like have a better quality of life. And like there are so many little ways that we can actually like help ourselves so that we are actually like basically we're like treating ourselves like our own best friend. Mm-hmm. And so the concept really helps me a lot with lots of things. So
yeah, no, that's a great point. And I think that ties it up well, or not necessarily ties it up, but like sums up that whole thing of treating yourself like your own best friend. Like mm-hmm. when I look at somebody or one of my friends or whatever, family members, I'm just like, okay, I want you to be healthy so you can live a long life and blah, blah, blah. I should look at myself like that. I want me to be healthy so I can live a long life. Which sometimes I don't think that. Or sometimes I'm like, I don't care. I want to eat all this stuff and then I feel crappy after. But it's like, or just with anything, why am I making that decision? It's like, okay, no, I want myself to be healthy now and in the long run so I can live a long life.
I think, so I was gonna ask you, like when you said that about being my own best friend and how it's not always easy, mm-hmm. have you ever thought about like what actually, like what advice could you give to listeners? Like how do you change that? Like when you notice that it's easier to like be kind to yourself, and I think this is at the root actually of the problem for all dieters and emotional eaters that struggle with this over a long period. It's like we have had a lack of self-worth. And mm-hmm. so I was just wondering like when that's easier for you, what do you notice helps you with that? Or I can share, but I wondered like, I'll put you on the spot with that.
No, that's good.
Because it does tend to change, right? Like over, like there's different things.
Yeah, for sure. I think just recognizing that I am not perfect and I'm a human and like celebrating what my body can do and like mm-hmm. I'm very thankful, you know, to be able to walk and to move. I mean, I think my so I had a really bad ankle injury a few years ago and I was on crutches for a month.
Oh.
And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was in Australia at the time and I was on a run and I twisted my ankle really bad and I had to walk all the way back to where I was staying. It was like a mile and it took me a while to get up, but I walked back there and I sat down and after that I couldn't walk. And so I had to ask for so much help. But in that, from just everyone, But in that time, I just gained a deeper gratefulness to be able to walk and do things on my own. Mm-hmm. And so I think I just celebrate, like, I get to move, I get to walk, and just celebrating the little things and the things that I can be thankful for helps me to maintain a positive, you know, outlook on my own life and therefore outlook on myself and, like, myself in the midst of all these things that I'm thankful for.
Yeah.
And, like, it helps me, one, not to be so down on myself, because I don't need to be, you know?
Yeah.
I get to, and also just remembering, like, food is fuel, not the other way around.
Yeah.
And so, like, when I remember that, it helps me to, you know,
treat yourself better.
Treat myself better. Treat the people around me better.
Yeah.
And, yeah. What about you? What would you say?
Well, I was just going to say, so this is kind of woo. I don't know what everybody who's listening, what your beliefs are, but, like, most of the people in my world believe are Christians. And so what actually helps me a lot is remembering that to think, I heard this on a podcast one time, I was like, that is really good. Like, it helps me to remember to think of myself as God thinks of me. Like, if you really stop and think about it, the person who made you exactly how he designed you, the way that he actually wanted you and loves you exactly how you are for who you are. And so if I think about it that way, it's a little bit disrespectful, or a lot disrespectful, to be like knocking myself and feeling like I'm the dumbest bad person in the world, right?
Yeah.
Like, it gives you a little different perspective to, like, think of yourself the way that, like, the person who made you. Mm-hmm. Or person, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
How, like, he actually, like, loves you how you are. So remembering that actually helps me have, like, a better perspective about everything, because if you think of yourself and others how God would, then it's, like, very, you have a different thought typically than how it is when we're down on ourselves, right?
Yeah, totally.
So
that helps me too.
Yeah, thanks for coming to church today. But
yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to just give a little tidbit for people who want, like, a practical way to apply this with food. So I really like to encourage people to notice not just calories, not like the amounts they're eating, but to notice literally how those foods you're eating feel in your body. Mm-hmm. And then you can take it a step further, start with awareness again, right? Like, we talk about this, it feels like almost every episode, but start with awareness, and then you can make a list of foods that do work for you so that you have ideas to go for the moment that we know we get triggered. We know sometimes we feel stuck, but then we don't have to, like, we have actually, like, we planned for success. You don't have to be perfect then. You don't have to be, like, it doesn't have to be OCD in this one certain meal plan, but it's like an entire list of foods that you can hang on your fridge. These are foods that work for me.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need, the rules and guidelines on that are 100% specific to the individual that's making the list, right?
Like, yeah.
But that way you have foods you like, but also that are going to work in your body, make you feel good, give you fuel for your life, and then your food can help you to thrive in your life.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's a great point.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, because I think about sometimes where I'm like, if I get super hungry and I'm like frantic, I'm so hungry, what do I eat? But if I have somebody that's literally just like, here, eat this, and I'm like, okay, great.
Like, so that my pumpkin seeds last night instead of making dinner. Pumpkin seeds are bad, but if I planned out dinner, I would have already made it.
Yes, no, definitely. And if, like, you have that list in front of you, you can just be like, great, I'm gonna eat that, and then.
Yeah.
And then you'll be, then you'll help you make clear decisions.
Yes.
At least for me.
I'm so
sure for everyone too.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Yeah, it was good. Jen, well, I think that about concludes this. Where should our listeners go for more?
This is exciting. So you can join our Beyond the Diet group. The group is growing and we are engaging in there and doing live videos every week and giving a little groupies, lots of good stuff. So join us over there. We'll put the link in the show notes here. And otherwise, have a lovely day. Thanks for listening.
Have a great day, guys. See you later.
Bye.